Sayings of Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat. Since my boyhood, I have been on the road. Like a stone that fell into the Narmada River in North India and is washed from shore to shore down the river, rolling and tossing, made smooth and eventually picked up by a storekeeper who sells it to a temple as a lingam or shaligram. So I have been tossed through this world, rolling, tumbling, and drifting until finally Sri Bhagavan picked me up and made me his very own. People may see the perfectly smooth and finely shaped lingam and say, "Oh, look how nice it is." But they do not realize how that stone has been ruthlessly buffeted by the current for many long years before taking the present form. You cannot take a child and pull his legs and arms, stretch them, and make the child an adult. Similarly, you cannot make one spiritually mature or of a sudden. One has to grow naturally. Also, you cannot teach children in first grade higher mathematics or university subjects, just as you cannot instruct immature people in the highest truth. It simply won't sink in. But you cannot look down on a first grader if you happen to be in ninth grade. All grades are necessary and equally good. When I am quiet, no matter how hard I try, I cannot bring myself to speak. But when I start talking, the river of words flow and I cannot stop. Whatever Sri Bhagavan is giving me, I am giving to you all in silence. Even if you are 500 miles away, it is reaching you. You are receiving it. Many times I want to tell you this or that, but I can't sit you down and tell you to listen to what I have to say. I become frozen. Without a plan, the opportunity arrives and then the words flow. And if I have not experienced it and truly made it my own, I cannot speak of it. The teacher may not know the answer to a particular question, but by the sheer force of the aspirant's sincerity, the correct answer will come out of the teacher automatically. In other words, the teacher's heart opens and it is no less than God speaking. All the spiritual practices, observances, rituals are simply for making the mind one-pointed. If I do not love your mother more than you, my life has no meaning. Words read are like the keys that open the door of the heart. But once the door is open, what need is there for the key? Sometimes, if I simply look at a book, it inspires me and the heart melts and merges. So, if the purpose of reading the book is already achieved, why need I open it? When something is bothering me, a sympathetic friend is the best cure. I have many faults and may do many things wrong, but you should remember the good things. Don't let them all be washed away. For a devotee of God, the positions of the planets, astrology, have no meaning. Faith is the main thing. Sri Bhagavan's teachings are very simple and telegraphic. He says, no efforts ever go in vain. One must believe this and have faith that whatever one does is not in vain. You will get credit for it. When you deposit money in the bank, the money is put into your account and remains there. Similarly, with spiritual practices. If you do not have this faith, you have nothing. Japa Even uttered once has its own effect, says Bhagavan. Sri Bhagavan says, the greater the intensity when something is done, the sooner the results will be felt. You are all Sri Bhagavan for me. May I be blessed to serve and worship you all for the rest of my life. If you go to a holy place or holy man with reservations and a closed heart, you will get nothing. For example, you see the window there, it is closed. Can you blame the cool air for not coming in? No, you can't. Open the window and the cool air flows in. So we must open our heart to the saint, and only then can he give. People do not understand this. When I plan or turn to the world for assistance, it never works. Only when I turn to Bhagavan is there hope. He is the sole doer. We must have this faith. In all situations, it is not by reasoning or intellectualizing do I understand. Only when the truth flashes in my heart, I come to know. Holy company is a very rare thing in this world. One has it only after great tapas through many lifetimes. As a lotus blossoms with the rising of the sun, so does the holy man's heart blossom on the arrival of a pure and sincere soul. When one becomes more immersed in the self, there is very little left for him in the world. So, as Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna says, when the mind comes down from samadhi, where will it rest? In the company of pure and noble souls, it must rest. In the same way, I say that with just one true friend around, I have the whole world. Nothing more is needed. Sound is God. Just watch whence the sound arises and abide there. Sound, breath and ego, or I, rise up from the heart and merge into the heart. These songs that I sing are like arrows shot out, piercing into my heart. But now, when I sing, it spreads out like the vast ocean and I become immersed. If you tear open my chest, you will see that you are all enshrined within my heart. When any of you have difficulties, it flashes on my heart right away. If you are well and happy, I feel it also. Whatever visions you may have, or whatever siddhis, powers, you may develop mean very little, but the extent to which the person is humble, that is his greatness. To find a true friend in the world is a very rare thing and the greatest wealth. Either we sink or swim together. All of you, my friends, are the fruits of all the struggles and trials in my life.